Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
You know they always talking. It's the streets, baby. You in the asylum. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, from a street perspective, you in the asylum, man. With your boy Jewel the G, who's always on assignment. You know what I mean? But he always flies the kite here and there. He threw us one earlier in the week. And you know my cellmate, producer of the show. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? My man T-Ro. And I'm your boy, the host. L Boogie. Yo, what the deal, world? Hey, yo, Ro. Man, we've been in our cell for a couple of days, man. How you been, man? You been stretching? What the deal?
Oh, man, you know what it is. You know we got to keep our cardio right. You know, got to go to that gym and get it right. I've been slacking, though. I ain't going to lie. I've been slacking. Don't be mad at you, boy. But you know I couldn't get no sleep, man. Trade deadline was yesterday. Man, it wasn't no big trade, but I tell you, it was something exciting to see. I can't believe some moves were made. There was some good ones, but there were still some teams that I'm mad at. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do right. I thought there were going to be some more other names getting traded, but it didn't happen. But I am excited for those who did get traded, for teams that made moves. you know, for their organization trying to make this run. I was really excited to hear about what Indiana did. I'm also excited about the Cleveland Cavs. I ain't no Eli. That was a good move. But I'm pretty sure you're going to break that down for us a little bit later on. And Ray Rice. Poor old Ray Rice. Ray Rice, you know, video cameras are everywhere. Yeah, we're going to get on YouTube. You know what I mean? And that combine, L Boogie, everybody's, all the players who are ready to try to take it to the next level, they in Indianapolis. They get to talk to the coaches, get to talk to the GMs and everything. So we'll get to, you know, see what kind of light is going to be shed on the NFL from, you know, from here until the combine actually starts. A lot of players are doing individual workouts and getting ready to do their thing here. You know, there's just a lot of measurements, you know, how strong you are, you know what I mean, and how big your hands are, you know, and all that other stuff. And, you know, Johnny Manziel didn't really add up to, well, I'm not going to say he didn't add up, but I'm going to say that his numbers were just about equal with some of the guys who are in the league today. You know what I'm saying? So we'll get to that too. But, you know, just want to say what's up to GFG. Want to definitely say what's up to the sports officials because I know they listening. You know what I'm saying? And everybody on the web. Hell, buddy. Man, what you been doing in the last 2 or 3 days, baby?
Well, you know, I've been talking to my, you know, my snitches and you know, all my guys have been flying me kites and, you know, all my, you know what I mean, the gals, you know, because they be in the game too. You know what I mean? I talked to my ladies down there, you know what I mean, in the ladies' locker room. You know what I mean? They go live tomorrow also. But it was 11 trades, bro, yesterday on the deadline. And like you said, it was some winners. But some teams did not pull the trigger to make a big major move. So, you know, some noticeable ones. You had, you know, the Cavs and the Sixers doing the trade. The Cavs, they got Spencer Hawes and the Sixers. And you know what's so crazy about this? Earl Clark, a guy that people in the streets of Cleveland thought that he would be a great addition. I was one of those guys. I don't think Mike Brown used him right. So he goes to the Sixers with Henry Sims and a second-round draft pick. And another noticeable trade, you had your boy, Austin Day from the Raptors. This is 13. He was in the 2009 draft. He was the number 15 pick. We're going to see how that goes when he gets to the Spurs. Your boy, Andre Miller, he couldn't wait. He knew his bags was packed. They kicked him out of Denver. Him and Brian Shaw could not get it done. They had a three-way trade with the Wizards and the Sixers. So the Wizards, they got Andre Miller and a projected 2014 second-round draft pick. The Sixers, they got Eric Maynard. That might be a good fit for Eric Maynard. You know, when he tore his ACL, it was just over with. Reggie Jackson is getting his minutes and will be getting his money. And they also got a 2015 second-round draft pick and a future second-round draft pick. And the Nuggets, they got a forward by the name of Jan Vinsley. Your boy, Marcus Thornton, he went to the Nets. He went to Brooklyn. And the Kings, they got old Jason Terry. Him and Reggie Evans. They better have got somebody young. Sorry, Jason, you had a good run, but now just get your dough. I'm going to start calling guys to Juwan Howard on rookie team. They get Juwan Howard money. Just sit there and just keep collecting checks. They assistant coaches with shorts on. It's the streets. But let me ask you this. This trade with Danny Granger going over to Philadelphia and Evan Turner going over to Indiana, did that pace them to, you know what I mean, that extra step to knocking down the Heat? But I tell you what, after what I saw last night It still goes through South Beach. Did you see the King? He broke his nose and still dunked on Ibaka. Oh, what a feeling. But, Ro, let me ask you about that trade. What do you think? Did that get Indiana over the hump to dethrone the King?
Will it help dethrone Miami that Indiana got Evan Turner for Danny Granger? That's a great question, and I'm going to answer it like this. It's a piece of the puzzle. It is, because having Evan Turner also means that they didn't really fulfill the point guard need that they needed to fulfill. But what they have done is added another guy who can dribble, has nice size, knows how to bring the ball up the court in Evan Turner, who kind of plays like Grant Hill, Scottie Pippen. He's the big point forward, or the big forward point. You know what I mean? So he has that size where he can bring up the ball. They definitely need people to bring up the ball besides George Hill and Paul George. Evan Turner gives them that. And if Evan Turner is playing the same time George Hill is playing, this opens up George Hill more to have that option or that green light to just shoot the ball at will. Because George Hill is a good shooter. We just don't get to see it every night because of him going from the number two, which is being the shooting guard, to the point guard. And I think that it's a piece of the puzzle, but will it dethrone Miami? I'm like you. After what I saw last night against Oklahoma City, even with this guy getting his nose broke, it's the first time I ever seen blood trickle off this guy, LeBron James that I'm speaking of. So I don't think that by Indiana getting Evan Turner is going to dethrone Miami. What I think happened last night with LeBron getting hurt with, you know, having that broken nose, I believe that it just adds more fuel to the fire for Miami, because now D-Wade has to play if LeBron is going to take some time off, which I doubt he will, but it puts more, I'm not going to say pressure, but it just makes D-Wade have to play more if he has to sit out a couple of games, which is not bad because I love to see D-Wade. You know what I'm saying? But when LeBron, if he has to wear the mask, he still is going to be on that, man, he is on a roll right now. So whatever it is that he has in his mind where he feels the media is not giving him all his credit that he feels he's due or deserving of, I think that he's just, whatever's fueling his fire, I think he is on a mission right now. So even with him having that little, you know, setback of a broken nose, watch out, world. Watch out, NBA. This dude is coming. We saw it last night. He had 33, and they were blowing Oklahoma City out. And if they play every game like that, of what we saw last night, yeah, the Eastern Conference in trouble. It won't be no time at all before Miami takes over first place in the Eastern Conference and have that home court advantage to where, you know, they get to game seven, which will be key this year in the Eastern Conference playoffs, that is. You know what I mean? So that's what I think, you know, but that was a big move by Indiana, and I'm really proud of Cleveland. Like you, I'm starting to wonder if it's Mike Brown. I didn't want to throw Mike Brown up under a bus, but, man, after everything that's going on, I don't know. At least they didn't get rid of Luau. It was big words they were trying to shop Luau around. So I'm glad that they were able to keep him and also bring in Spencer Hall. That's a little bit better than your boy Bennett. I'm going to put it out there. Bennett had a career high 18 points. What the? A career high? Hell, I can score 18 points in the NBA. I can score 6 fast break layups by myself. Come on. Get it right, Cleveland. But that's what I think. Were there any teams that disappointed you, Hell Boogie, that didn't make a trade or go after a big man?
I was very surprised with Houston from my, you know, words from in the streets, and I appreciate my you know what I mean, my snitch throwing me this kite. You know what I mean? It was up that Rondo in a trade to Houston for Parkins and two first-round draft picks. But Houston did not want to give up two first-rounders. And let me ask you this, Houston. I have a problem. Two first-round draft picks is nothing when you can get Rondo and you make the playoffs. Your draft picks are not going to be lottery anyway. Man, let me be a GM. Let Boogie the roster, and we'll be jigging, as the young people would be say. And they should have made the trade for Mr. Kevin Love for Blake Griffin down in L.A. That's the Clippers. And Kobe's upset that Steve Blake got traded. Steve Blake? Are you kidding, Kobe? Steve Blake is MBG, Kobe. Nothing but garbage. You need to just worry about what they saving for next year, because I think you just need to get a lawn chair and just relax and enjoy your daughters.
That boy's so damn disrespectful. I think the Suns messed up. I think they could have gave one of their first-round picks to get Paul Gasol from the Lakers. You know, they had four first-round picks coming up. But they didn't get Paul Gasol? What? Yeah, that's the only thing I had to say about that. But, yeah, that was one of the ones I didn't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they always say, you know, champions take chances. So, we'll see. And they didn't trade Carmelo. We didn't trade anybody. Come on. We won 21 games. We're tied with the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. We're 10 games. We're in fifth place. We're garbage. Nothing but garbage. Man, when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the asylum, see if anybody got something to say about the NBA. And, oh, man, my Syracuse Orange, man, they got knocked. They play Duke this weekend. We'll see. Duke just got knocked, too. So, you know, the streets is talking. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro.
Shots, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
You back in the asylum with your boy L Boogie and T-Raw. A little excitement in the NBA with the shakeup, but you know, I was kind of disappointed still with a couple teams. They should have pulled the trigger. It's amazing that some teams didn't take a chance. But listen, Larry Joe Bird, he gangster. Sorry. See you, Danny. We'll talk to you later. Your services was good. You're in the last year of a $14 million contract. We get at you. And you got Steele and Evan Turner. Like I said, for that team, he'll be great. He does the intangibles. He's a stat stuffer. And he can play the point guard. He can move George Hill to the two. You can go small. You can let Paul George play Bronny at the four. And you can play Stevenson at that three. And you can play David West or somebody at the five to match up with Chris Bosh. Uh-oh! I reloaded! You heard what happened. You heard it, Carlito's way. You did your big time? I'll show you big time.
It's not going to happen. Who in the hell going to stick LeBron? You talking about what?
Nobody.
And if D-Wade come back, who's going to stick him? You talking about Evan Turner can stick D-Wade? It's not going down. Foul trouble galore. It's a great move by Indiana, though. I'm not knocking it. Because they got Bynum, too. How Bynum going to fit in the system? Can you tell me? Because I ain't heard nothing yet. You know, I ain't seen him on the sideline. I don't know if he's looking like Ike Turner or is he back to his normal Hollywood-looking self. You know what I'm saying? What Bynum going to do for Indiana?
Well, you know, I got a friend who plays for the Indiana Pacers. I had a pleasure working him out when he was, you know what I'm saying, playing down at Xavier University, you know what I mean, Mr. David West. And don't be surprised if you don't see Mr. Bynum lacing him up the last 15 games of the season getting ready for the playoffs.
Man, we only got 29 left. What the hell?
Exactly. He's been working out. Behind closed doors. I know, Dave. I got to get you to call the show. I know I put your name out there. My fault. But, yeah, we knew about the trade after the show. I got the call. Wow. Danny knew it, too, before Thursday. His bags were packed. Oh, the streets.
Now, let's move on from the NBA before we get to the asylum. We got to talk about the NCAA. Woo! Your boys. They've been cutting it close last week, man. It's 7 days, man. And then you're going to let Boston College, who you got a 98% winning chance of beating the hell out of Boston College, and you let the Golden Eagles come down. To the Carrier Dome out of all places. Yeah. And take you down. I wonder what Monday's going to look like. But, hey, you got a big game coming up on Saturday. I know Duke lost would have maybe helped you out, keep the number one spot. Man, you lost to the suckers of Boston College. I don't mean to call them suckers, but 98, they 6-19, man. What the hell? What happened?
And you know, Jimmy, as usual, had that puzzled look on his face. Look at their faces. Yeah, they came in and put a muzzle on our face. I tell you that. We needed that. We needed a loss, and I'm glad it happened to Boston College at home. Now we can refocus. We lost to Boston College at home. We thought we were going to roll over. They were going to roll over because we're the Syracuse and we're number one in the country. We're young kids, and it happens. And that's what I was waiting for. Honestly, not the Boston College. I thought maybe the Duke this week. But, hey, maybe we needed this to have us, you know what I'm saying, refocus and go up in the Carrier Dome and make them experience the look on their faces.
Y'all in trouble. You see how Florida playing? The boys, they get it in. They had a close one, but they pulled it out. They done won 18 straight. Your boys was, you know, they tried 27. Yeah, I know that would hurt. Let's kind of get to the silent, man, because I know I don't want you to be sitting over and crying, man. I know it hurt. You know, we had already talked about a couple of different topics, you know, especially this NBA trade, and that's a lot to talk about it in itself. You know, and then we'll get to that NFL combine thing in a minute. But let's go ahead and take it out to the streets. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what we can get from a street perspective. You know what I'm saying? I know it's early. It's Fanatic Friday. But we got to take it out to our brother D-Mac because, you know, D-Mac always be on the line resting and waiting. Big brother D-Mac, what's up? What's up, buddy? You are with the streets, man. L Boogie and T-Row. Can you tell me what is it? Who made the most noise in this year's NBA trade before the trade deadline that happened yesterday? Yo, big brother. Oh, we're going to have to come back to D-Mac. D-Mac over there, he looks sound like he's cooking dinner. So you know what it is. We're going to take it out to a guy who always cooking dinner because he got that fancy restaurant, that taste of heaven. I can taste it already. What is that? Sweet banana crab legs. Well, that boy be making all kind of stuff. You heard in the background, ladies and gentlemen. We taking it out to, man, one of our favorites. Always cooking up especially. It's the chef on the line with the streets with L Boogie and T-Roll. What's up, chef?
Man, sweet banana crab legs, though? I figure
if anybody could do it, it'd be you. I mean, you know, I mean, I know you got something flying off the wall down there. The tape has to hit the stuff. I just got to make sure I put my
beard in. Put your beard in early, baby. Like my man L Boogie say, baby, put your beard in early, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Chef, we appreciate you checking us out on this Fanatic Friday, man. You know, the trade deadline was yesterday. It was a lot of big-name trades, but it was a lot of good trades yesterday. What teams impressed you most, and which teams let you down?
I'm going to tell you which trade impressed me the most. Me and my mans, we got it on a daily basis. And, you know, I guaranteed him it was going to be two people who got traded yesterday. I said it was going to be Evan Turner, and I said it was going to be the dude asking off the Houston Rockets. I was one for two, man, you know, but that's 50%, so I was cool, but, you know, man, Evan Turner, man, I don't know for sure if it's going to be a success yet, because the way how he played in Philadelphia, like, it's no type of foundation over there. Like, he going to a disciplined team of which he going to have to take orders, of which, like, he got superstars over there, and they arguably are the best team in the East. But the boy that accommodated him with, that boy Leroy Allen, man, he's a threat. So that was a nice pickup, man. Cash trading for Spencer Hall for a second-round draft pick. That white boy can play. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. And then Philly just went on ahead and just cut Earl Clark like an hour ago. So we probably could pick dude back up. Do we want him? I don't know. Do the streets ask the streets? That ain't my job to tell me what the streets want. I'm just part of the street. Do I want him back? Who cares? We got that white boy balling, man. So, man, the streets is talking. But I'm going to tell you who I'm upset with. Hey, L Boogie, man, your boys is not, man. Listen, man, I'm not giving them an inch. Yo, Knickerbockers. Yo, Knickerbockers. Listen, man, I just knew these ignorant mother suckers was going to do something, but these guys didn't do anything. they tried to get rid of Shumpert at 249. Hey, man, what are they smoking dope over there? You know what's going on? I'm going to tell you, they going off them cheesecakes. That's what's going on in New York, man. They going off them cheesecakes, man. For real, man. They got the glide acting crazy. They kept, man, it's so many pieces that were supposed to left. Man, I don't know what the Knicks doing, man. I think they're really smoking dope. All right, man, listen. The Knicks and Houston is in the same column as you, big dummies. Flat out. Because for both of y'all to be potential in a race to win a championship, y'all don't make a significant trade. Come on, man. That's not great thinking. So I'm going to the minds of the New York Knicks organizations and the Houston Rockets. I want to holler at Kevin McHale. Man, bring me Kevin McHale and bring me Walt Frazier. Let's three have a sit down because I want to know what's going through their head, man. You know? And L Boogie, man, as you being 100% Knicks fan, man, you know they screwed up, man, because you ain't really jumping on them. So deep down inside, you feel some type of way. It's Friday. You might not want to get emotional. It's Friday. You might not want to get emotional. Your Syracuse boys lost. So I ain't really giving you an itch on neck. I just want to know, how do you really feel about that, man? I'm putting you on blast, man. You live, man. It's so-so. Let's go. Tell me in the streets and everybody in the asylum, everybody on the radio, how do you feel about your New York Knicks not doing anything? What's up? Tell me about it.
To be honest, I feel very disgruntled. I feel, what's the other word I'm looking for? I feel misused. I feel abused. And to be honest with you, I'm sleeping on the couch right now. We're still married, but I'm on the couch right now.
Man.
I'm sleeping on the couch, man. I don't know what we're doing over there. We eat contracts. I mean, we already under the luxury tax. Let's just cut Amari and just put him under the amnesty rule, and let's pick up somebody.
Oh, my goodness. No, he didn't.
You blow the joint. That's what you do. You heard what Goodfella said. When it goes bad, you light a match. You blow the joint. I'm very upset. I mean, we're in the 10th spot tied with Cleveland right now. And
I really don't see us
doing anything.
Listen, man. Go ahead, man. Tell the truth, man. Y'all gonna be the lottery draft pick. We know what's going on in New York. We know what they're doing. The only two people guaranteed next year on New York roster is Tim Hardaway Jr. and what's the dude named Bargiani? Them the only two people guaranteed on the New York roster. Everybody else might be gone.
Well, y'all are harsh tonight. I don't know what the hell is in y'all's cup. What you drinking over there too, Chef? I mean, I don't give the Knicks an inch of space. I just think that it was bad timing because Iman Shumpert got hurt the night before the trade deadline, so they weren't able to throw him in the mix, but they should have. I mean, they could have got rid of somebody. They could have got somebody in there for Melo. If they're going to wait for the summer, they gonna wait too late. Ain't nobody don't want to come to the Knicks.
Hey, T-Row, what you mean when I'm drinking? I'm talking basketball. So with that being said, is I want to ask you what you smoking. Because listen here. They got a Ron Artest over there that's not doing anything. I could go on and on about the New York roster, man, but I'm not going to do it because this is not football season, and it ain't no hard hits being dwelled on this court. If you hard hit somebody on this NBA court, you'll get fined 5 games and 100K. We ain't got time to be losing no money or losing no playing time. So listen, we don't keep all our bad blood on the football field. So as of right now, I want to talk on these things. Go ahead.
Do you think that who's going to have the most wins and who you think is going to make a push for the playoffs on the trade with the Cavs, Spencer Hawes, and the Knicks? Because they're tied. Well, they have the tiebreaker, the Cavs do, because of the win-loss percentage between the teams. But
you know, have the same amount of wins, so they're gauging at that 10-11 spot. Do you think the Cavs with that trade can get to the 8th spot?
I think the Cavs with that trade is going to be able to get to the 6th or maybe 7th spot. I'm going to tell you why. I can prove it. If they can come back, if they can bring back Baraggio, get him all the way healthy, let Deion Waiters and C.J. Miles stuff these next couple games, get their legs back in strength. But you see how strong this team is without them even on the court? We're talking about 40 points. We're talking about bench scores. We're talking about a player who hits for every other game, C.J. Miles. We're talking about a defensive presence, rebounding. We're talking about leadership. Like, that's what we're missing right now, but you see how good we are playing. I believe the Cleveland Cavaliers is going to be in the playoffs, and I also feel that the New York Knicks is going to be out and the Pistons will be number 8 because I don't see no consistency going on with the shorter Bobcats. I don't care about Michael Jordan being in that front office or anything. I don't believe they don't have what it takes to be in the NBA playoffs this year. That's just my point of view.
There you have it. Now, Chef, let me ask you this last question before we, continue in the asylum. Let me ask you this, Chef. If you're the Houston Texans, who do you take, Johnny Manziel?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Who do you take with the number one pick?
Sammy Watkins. I'm going to tell you why. These last past years, what have been a downpour? It haven't been the quarterback position. It has been the double teams on Andre Johnson. It has been the hard hits on Ben Tate and Arian Foster. We have witnesses. Listen, we're talking about a team that defensive is as strong as any teams arguably in the NFL. I don't believe the quarterback is where they should sit up here and put their main focus at because Matt Schwab is a mediocre/winner. What they need to sit up here and focus at is that wide receiver spot. Why? Because it's where they have been less effective at. For these last past couple of years, Andre Johnson has overloaded himself with work. He has been triple team, double team. He has been in all type of defensive packages. The defense is not the problem. It's the offense. It's moving that ball down the field. He need help in that receiver slot. And I feel that's the only way they will progress as a team. There's a lot of quarterbacks out here. Look at Kirk Cousins earlier in the week. All the Redskins won as a second-round pick. It's quarterbacks out here that's floating around, Michael Vick. It's quarterbacks out here that are ready to get off that picket line and ready to play some football. You can't sit up here and say that Manziel will be a perfect fit for the Houston Texans organization. You can't say that. But what we can say, we can sit up here and make the adjustments out here to free agency, grab a quarterback if y'all feel that's the problem. But our main focus should be helping them slots and the receivers. And that's just my point of view, man. The streets is talking, man. And I'm a Houston Texans fan.
30 seconds. You got 30 seconds to answer this question. You got to tell me if you think if it's true or not. It was rumors from Pro Football Weekly that the Cleveland Browns was willing to give up multiple draft picks for the coach, Jim Harbaugh, for the 49ers. Do you think that rumor was true or you think it was false? 30 seconds.
Propaganda, man. Listen, man, I'm in the streets right now. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. We looking at Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells, hey, listen, you ain't doing nothing against fat. Hey, come back to the NFL. Hey, listen, come back home. Listen, we got enough money for you. Let's go, man. Young defensive team, offensive line. Arguably one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. All we need is a little push, man. We here. The streets is talking. Come on, Cleveland, speak up with me. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Bill Parcells don't work too low.
That'd be big, Chef. That'd be super big, baby. Get the big BP up back up in office, you know what I mean?
Bring him back, man. Hey, L Boogie, man. Hey, listen, I projected your boys would not make it undefeated. Your boy's about to take another loss tomorrow, man. The streets is talking, man. And Chef Oomph Controversy Oomph said this, man. Damn boys, your boys is going down tomorrow. I'm guaranteeing it. So don't go ahead, grab your tissue. Go ahead, grab snitches. Lay stay drinks. Throw what they got to throw. The control stuff is in there to get a couple of them guys suspended. It's still not going to work. They're going down, man. And the streets is talking. So what I'm going to do is tell a friend, to tell a lot of more girlfriends, to tell eight girlfriends, and we're going to sit up here and have a ball, man. I love y'all, man. The streets is talking.
No doubt. The chef, you always cooking, baby. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, shout out to my Carzo, man, down in Charlotte, North Carolina, man. Teray, I see you, baby. OG, what the deal, man? Shout out to Heaven No Youth, man. And we always on the streets panel, man. We giving a shout out in the world. I need you to say a prayer for my man OG, the scorekeeper, man. His father passed away. Like we said, man, we're going to keep supporting and loving. I mean, Heaven No Youth and OG scorekeeper and the guys down there. You know what I mean? No doubt. Man, we about to go to a commercial. When we come back, we're going to see if we can get D-Mac back in the asylum, you know what I mean? Go to the OG from the sports officials and talk a little bit more about this Johnny Manziel situation and some NFL news. Let's go.
Pepto. I got five on it like Benfolds. I got more tail than that Petco. You faker than some Sweet and Low. Yeah, you got some silverware, but really, are you eating though? Yeah. Are you eating though? Nigga, are you eating though? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner's for beginners. You ain't even know. Never catching cases. Why they faces look so emo? Watch a hater hate me, wanna play me like a piano. My architect, no Japanese. Yo, girl, she Japanese. No hands like soccer teams. Yo, fuck boys like soccer teams. You niggas ain't Japanese. Niggas ain't looking like me. Nah, I ain't checking ID. But I bounce them with no problem, tell them problem. I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning. Why? I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning. Why? I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning. Why? Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain. Why? Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad, cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Better than you doing you. You fuck it, what you want? Different color my passport. Instagram my stack load. Hashtag my day wear. And your girl drank my daycare. And I'm born rich. Life ain't fair. Silver spoon, cool hoe. Ain't nobody sicker in my Fisker. Boom, boom, ho. Ain't nobody. Fiskers don't make noise when they start up. Just so you know. Top of the holy totem. Rich forever. A million was not the quota. My father owned half the MoMA and did it with no diploma. Year off, got no rules. Tripping off of them toadstools. More green than my Whole Foods. And I'm too fly. Jeff Goldblum got a glass house and a Palisades. That AKA White Hood. OKKK. Furniture custom, you shop at IKEA. So Maserati, you ripping the Kia. Spending this money is longer than near. Live like a Coppola, me and Sophia. Waking up broke, man, wouldn't want a beer. Friends with a dope man, help a nigga real. Bring a girlfriend, man, trouble when I see her. I'm on a pier. Oh, I got my cool on.
Tell them,
I'm winning, so they had to dump Gatorade. Now I don't give a fuck about my family name.
It's the streets. It's talk. It's sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, it's Frenzy, Fanatic Friday. Before we get back into the asylum, man, we got some NFL news also. Man, guys, when the season is over, I guess it just goes downhill. But, it's been rumors. Lovie Smith, the new coach over there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he say he mulling, man. He thinking about picking a QB with the number 7 pick. He don't know yet. The Redskins, Fred Davis, the tight end, he's suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. Your boy, Mr. Skittles, the Beast, Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch, he pleads guilty to reckless driving. And in his DUI case, he gets probation, you know what I mean? And a fine. You know they got to get their money. You know what I mean? Dan Sharper. You already know. He like Aaron Hernandez. He better plead not. He better plead not guilty.
You need a gag order.
Put a Molly in her drink, took her home. She ain't even know it. You can't do that. And you know, during these interviews, Johnny Manziel has said that Russell Wilson has opened some doors for short QBs right now. And speaking of that, you know, they did some measurements early on in the combine. You know, let's compare right quick. Johnny Manziel, 5'11", 207, and his hands is 9'7". Russell Wilson, he only 5'10 and a half. He weighed 214, but his hands is 10 and a quarter.
Damn, that's a big-ass hand. I mean, this is what I need to say about Johnny Manziel coming in at 5'11". He was 5'11 and three quarters. I mean, man, that's a quarter of an inch from being 6 feet. So if he actually put his cleats on, if he put his 6-inch cleats on, his 8-inch cleats in, and sat on the field, he'll be 6 feet. You know what I'm saying? They gotta quit that with the, you know, he only 5'11 as a change. So what? Can he ball? That's all I want to know. And I got to give Chef big props because I'm almost on the same page as the Chef, man. Why not go get another receiver? It's not like the Houston Texans have a quarterback problem. They just didn't have another go-to receiver. In this game now, you got to have at least two big, good-name receivers and then a good slot or a great tight end. Daniels is a great tight end, but, you know, like Chef said, if you double Johnson, then everything goes to hell because the tight end, you can cover and put a big hit on him. This league is all about big hits. So, you know, your Timmy coming across the middle every now and again would hurt your team. But Johnny got some big hands. 9 and 7/8 ain't too far from 10 and a quarter. You know what I mean? And I believe this. I honestly believe this. If Johnny doesn't go to Houston, he's definitely going to go to a team that's going to fit his style. Bill O'Brien is not all about being the fancy man. He wants his job done the right way and clean way. I mean, winning is winning. We all know that. But when you have a coach that has been coached up under Bill Belichick, he's a no-nonsense type of guy. So he don't want it not only in the locker room or off the field. He going to demand it on the field. So I don't think Johnny going to Houston is a good fit either, now that I'm thinking about it. It would be good that for him to stay in his state that he, you know, he's known and grown up in and never had an opportunity to go outside of. But, you know, you can do that later, Johnny. But I like Johnny's stats. I don't think that's bad. I just wait to see March 22nd when he have his own pro day. What's your thoughts on that? He too short? He just right? Somebody going to pass him up because he's too short? They making a mistake?
Like I say in the street, you want me to be honest? You really want me to be honest?
Man, we in the streets. I don't want it no other way, man. 100 or nothing for me.
I think Johnny Manziel and this is not a bad thing. Another Vic. A B.O.B., a bag of bones. Once he takes some sharp hits, it could be trouble. As my man Bernie Mac would say, look what happened to RG3, and RG3 is about 6'2". But I'm saying the last number one overall draft pick quarterback to get drafted at 5'10 or shorter was Michael Vick. I just don't think, yes, Johnny Money will entertain. That's not what I want. I'm like Mike Singletary. I want winners. I want winners. and I just don't think Johnny can win that Super Bowl for me. He'll bring me in because it's always about the suspense, just like Michael Vick. But will he win you a championship? Which one do you want? So I'm very, you know what I mean, curious and see what it holds. If I'm Houston, I might go after somebody else. But it's very intriguing. So you really had to take a stand. They had another opportunity. They went defense, Mario Williams, instead of getting Vince Young, who's from Texas as well, during that draft pick, or that draft time, and could have got Mr. Bush.
You see where that got him. No way. Don't pull another sucker attack.
So it's going to be very interesting with that number one pick. I might draft down. I might trade with somebody who needs a quarterback. Cleveland, hello? Are you listening? Hello? You might want to make a move. I told you I need to be a GM.
All right, Mr. GM, since you want to be a GM, let me ask you this. We talked about Ray Rice on Monday. Now it's video out. I love TMZ. Thank you, TMZ. It's on the video. They got him pulling his wife out of the elevator, dog. She is out of there. Did you see her?
Hold on. They're not married yet. That's just fiance. It ain't Beyonce. It's just fiance.
I don't give a damn what it is. Here's what I'm telling you.
I told you what happened. She told Ray, I'm taller than you. And Ray sucker punched her. That's what happened.
He sucker punched her in the elevator. She was just out. So he just, instead of carrying her, you know, like a real dude should, he grabbed her by the shoulders, dragged her like she a piece of meat.
What was the chivalry? They said chivalry was dead, like Pippin, or just guys is just scared.
So if you the GM and you see this all on film, what do you do? Do you cut it? I mean, you can't cut him, but, I mean, I understand that the court date is coming up and everything's going to be out in the open and all of this. But let me ask you this, man. What do you honestly do if you're the general manager for the Baltimore Ravens, man? Do you fine him? Do you suspend him? I know it has nothing to do with football, but it has something to do with the organization.
You know what's going to happen. That's why Roger Goodell gets paid $44.2 million. He's going to handle it. The GM will have to do nothing. Ask Fred Davis. The GM had to do anything about that drug policy. That NFL drug policy. GM had to do nothing. Yeah, guess what he got to do? He got to go find another tight end. Yeah, that's what he got to do. He ain't got to do nothing else. They saving money. They getting without pay.
That's why you need that NFL credential card. That will get you off of anything. Hey, man, you got to do it within the confines of what the league rule book says. You just can't jump the line like you the man. Fred Davis, what is wrong with you? You done bumped your head on the lawn. Hell, Boogie, we got to go back to the asylum, man, real quick. Hey, Mom, I want to say what's up to my mom before we jump into the asylum. We got to go to Caesar. You know what I mean? When we get to Caesar, you know what it is. But, hey, Mama, you know what it is. Glad my mama called. My mama be checking us out, man. Got to make sure I call my mama in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Hell, Boogie, say what's up, Mama. You know how it go. But we're going to take it out. We're going to take it out west, man. Back into the asylum one more again. Yo. Caesar Leo, Cino, what's going on, man, on the West Coast, man?
What up, fellas? What's good?
Man, long time no hear from, man. You know you back in the asylum with the streets, man, L Boogie and T-Roll. Now, I know you're a big NBA fan. I know you follow the NBA like it ain't nothing. Now, let me ask you, your boy Kobe the Great, said that he was upset about Steve Blake having to be gone and shipped down the street to Northern California up to the Bay Area with the Golden State Warriors. How you feel about that? You on Kobe's side, or you really don't care about Blake being gone?
First of all, fellas, let me give y'all a late happy anniversary because I was out of commission on Monday.
Yeah. We know you've been using your passport, Caesar. They don't call you Caesar for nothing.
Yo.
Yeah, you know Kobe trying to be politically correct.
He over there rehabbing with the knee. You know damn well Steve Blake wasn't about to get us no ring. He just had to say what he had to say. So he don't be looking like Kobe used to look, you know, when they used to ship niggas out, Shaq and everybody. He just be like, oh, well, now he trying to be a little bit older, you know, a little softer. He don't give a damn about no Steve Blake.
Because he was a selfish little sucker back in the day.
Hell yeah.
You trade me. I want to be out of here. Yeah, whatever. You know he wasn't going nowhere. What trades and pressures by the deadline?
None. We didn't get nobody. Nothing. No, how I feel. I'm biased about
true
all
Lakers
that.
True Lakers fan,
like
man. I tell you. True Lakers fan, man. I tell you.
I feel your pain, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Now, we've been talking about Ray Rice knocking his wife upside the head inside the elevator out there in Atlantic City.
Beyonce. She's not Beyonce yet. They're not married. Beyonce, she's a fiance. She's just another shit, you know what I mean? But now.
What do you think will happen to Ray Rice now that the video is out there for everybody to see, Caesar?
Probably just the regular old minimum, you know, four games, little fine or whatever the hell. The domestic violence class and shit. I think I do a 16-week course. But the sad part is that's the only thing he did all year was hit a bitch because he was whack all year long. That's the only limelight he get is for hitting his fiance. Ain't that some shit?
Well, you know he's coming off that hip surgery, that hip injury. So he really didn't get that much limelight this year. So, you know, since he had to take it to Atlantic City, I don't really underdig that, you know what I'm saying? It's just sad that he out there in the open like that.
That nigga got about 500 Twitter hits. I said, what the? This thing all on TV? HGTV too, knocking it out. This fool crazy.
I told you what happened, C's. She told Ray she was taller than him, and he sucker punched.
That is probably what happened, L Boogie. I got to read the lips next time.
Hey, your boy Johnny Manziel got his measurements in today, 5'11 3/4", 207 pounds, 9 7/8 hands. What you think about Johnny? Should you take him number one, or should you go elsewhere if you're the Houston Texans?
Well, shit, the Texans better take that boy number one, but they probably won't. They always make dumb moves. They need a quarterback, too. They need to take a quarterback number one. Manziel will be a good fit, you know, homegrown Texas and everything. Go ahead and throw the rock, but I don't know, man. They make funny decisions, real funny decisions. That's why they ain't never won nothing.
You right about that. I feel you on that one. I do feel you on that one. The other quarterbacks and everybody will be performing at the combine where, you know, all the players get to talk to general managers and the coaches. There was some late information that came in that said the Cleveland Browns were trying to get Jim Harbaugh from the San Francisco 49ers. Do you think that could have happened, or do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, Cleveland can do whatever they want. They don't got nowhere to go but up. That makes perfect sense for a team like that. But who in the hell going to leave San Francisco, brand new stadium, no team, to go to Cleveland? Who Please, you better pay him $44 million. Because it ain't happening.
Let's take it to
they
the NBA side.
They couldn't get L. Boogie to coach that team. They couldn't get L. Boogie to coach that team right now.
L. Boogie say he down.
It'd be L. Boogie and his assistant coach. His assistant would be Coach Chef. They'd be over there struggling, stressed out, making sandwiches. The screech
the first,
talking.
The first rule of the word, the first rule of thumb is you cannot kick it downtown. They will suck you dry. You cannot go downtown to party. It's over with.
That's the first rule, huh, L. Boogie?
Oh, listen to this. If you're the number one draft pick in any major sport, look it up. You are not successful in my hometown. You go other places and win rings, man. It happens. You go other places and get better. That's even when you win the real streets. You go to other places and get better.
It happens. You're right. I just wouldn't know.
Nobody wants to hear about your successful teams over there in California, man. We ain't trying to hear that this either, man, you know. So that's what it is, man. See, no, man, you know, we always appreciate you joining the asylum, man. And better not miss our next anniversary, mother. Man, look.
I'm with it, fellas.
Hey, that's what it is. That's
what?
C-No. You know we're going to get at C-No, probably do some hooping in the morning. That's what it is. That's one of our favorite callers also from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? That guy we call C-No. Sailor in the house. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Hey, Boogie, ready to take it to a commercial, man? Let's take it to a quick commercial, man. When we come back, we're going to get back into the asylum, man, see what's jumping off with our other peoples in the asylum. Because we got people calling from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. We appreciate everybody checking us out. It's the Streets every Monday and Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, L Boogie, why don't you hit them one time with what we love you to hear them say.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Only in the streets. Let's go.
Shepherds in the closet. This that shit that y'all wanted. This shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it. But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah, I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid. Cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that. Not saved in that shoebox. Blue top. Bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Pride on every visit. I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari. Time for friends early morning. Did drugs with Donatella. Versace my acapella. Never see me in Neiman. Niggas committing treason. Soft local preferred. Frost organic herbs. Stay away from the fools. If I only could tell you more. I got this, I got that. I got that, I got this. Got a kilo for 20, my chopper say I'm the shit.
Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Shepherds,
shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
This that shit y'all ask for. Make a nigga mash on the gas flow. Two door, four door. Roll through the hood like Task Force. Fast forward. They say they wanna see proof. My record sales ain't much of theirs, and we still ride the same coupes. How we still fuck the same hoes? Why we still buy the same clothes? How we both got the same watch? I'm just keeping y'all on your toes. Dope boy, gold mine. That price dropping, that coke rise, and set it over that blue flame, then hang dry like clothesline. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. Got the razor on the counter, Arm and Hammer in the kitchen, just to keep my feet in Christians and keep fucking all y'all bitches.
Millions, millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling.
Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
This that shit that y'all want. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all want it. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all want it. This shit sound like God, don't it? This that shit that y'all
don't it. You know what happens? You know what I mean? When the sports officials in the streets get together, it cook up hard, don't it? But this is what y'all wanted. That shit you rap for.
I love it. Studio Get Blues, we just hit the dope. Woo! We waiting on you, Rue. Where you at, baby?
Hey, listen, we the UGK of the sports talk world before we get to this. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody doing it like us. We in our own lane. We like HOV. We got our own lane. Our own lane. We at the top of the hour. You know what that means on Friday. You know what I mean? At the top of the hour, we talk about the entertainment part of the world, the hip-hop entertainment, you know what I mean, whatever's going on, you know. And that brings us to my cousin. Yo, B, how you doing, man?
What's up?
How you feeling? Let us know what's going on.
I miss you guys.
B, well, it's good to have you back in the asylum.
Man, I know, it's good to be back. Good to be back. Well, we're going to start it off by congratulating Kevin Hart, who is like the toast of Hollywood now. Two top movies back-to-back. He started with Ice Cube for Ride Along, and that was the number one movie in America for 3 weeks in a row, and they grossed over $100 million. Now, with his new movie About Last Night, which came out last Friday, it's the number one romantic comedy in the country. So that's two number one movies back-to-back. So shout out to Kevin Hart for doing that, you know, very, very big. Ludacris is finding himself in a situation because he allegedly is not paying his child support. Now, he has a two-year-old child by a woman named Tamika Fuller, and he was ordered to pay $15,000 a month. Now, he's claiming that he can't pay it because he was been waiting on his residual checks from Fast and the Furious 7. Now, I did my little digging to see what's going on with Ludacris' sons. Now, he is top 10 on Forbes Hip Hop Cash Kings. And in 2012 alone, he made $12 million. Ludacris is worth in between $30 and $45 million. Now, why he can't pay $15,000 a month, I don't know. But he's saying he ain't got it. That's neither here nor there. But Drake is now having... he's been on his period lately because he was mad that he got kicked off the cover of Rolling Stone magazine when Academy Award winner actor Philip Seymour Hoffman died of a hurricane overdose on February 2nd. Now, anybody who knows press and news, anytime an A-list celebrity dies, that takes precedent over anything. So he got bumped off the cover for Philip Seymour Hoffman, and that bothered him. And he said press is mean, and he went on this big rant, which he later apologized for because he said it was disrespectful. But that just really got on my nerves. But speaking of Drake, him and his record producer, 40, they are both partners. They were scheduled to produce the Aaliyah album with a whole bunch of unreleased tracks. But it has been canceled, postponed so far because 40 said that Aaliyah's mother called them her up personally and said that she didn't want this music release. Why? We don't know, but they both said it was a dream project. And currently is actually a screenwriter who's working with Aaliyah's uncle, who is Barry Hankerson, who is the president of her label, to write the screenplay for her new movie. So hopefully that we'll be able to see that soon and that will come to light. And if you want to go to the movies this weekend, I suggest you guys go check out Kevin Costner and 3 Days to Kill, which comes out nationwide today. And that's Brendan Carter's Entertainment Report.
Yeah, B. Man, that's what's up. B, I love when you call in and give us the entertainment part, man. I be, when you don't call in, I be stuck, man. And then when you give me the information, I be stuck again. I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Now, how do you feel about Ludacris not being able to pay his child support?
Hey, B, let me tell you this. If I had it, you know what I'd say?
You can't be on Forbes and talking about something you ain't got it. It's in the news. They're counting your money. It ain't no reason for you not to have $15,000 a month.
Yeah, I know, man. But $15,000 sounds like a lot, especially, you know, just off of what happened or how it happened. You know what I mean? So, you know, some of these. You know, some girls be trying to get over, but I ain't going to say she's one that's trying to get over. Yeah, Ludacris got the money to fund it, but I'm going to say Ludacris tied over.
Maybe $1,500. You said maybe $1,500. Okay.
Maybe $1,500 every 2 weeks, but $15,000?
It's $15,000 a month. You got it. You made $12 million in 1 year. Oh, you got it.
Man, she making $60,000 a year for
so what? Well, that's what you get when you're on a break with your girlfriend and you cheat on her and you have a girl in between time.
Karma is a buzz, ain't it, Pete?
So, well,
man, there you have it.
Yeah.
Man, we appreciate you, Cuzzo, man, for calling in and giving us that information. And we really want to know why those tracks does not want to be released by Aaliyah's mom. But that's very understandable. Maybe she just want to just let her rest.
Yeah, she maybe not.
You know what I mean?
Maybe she's not ready. You always got to respect the mom's feelings about
it. Right, exactly, exactly. But, yeah, there you have it. And, B, let the world know how they can listen to your radio show and how they can get in touch with you.
My radio show, NorthCoastUnderground.com, Monday, Tuesday, Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1 with my co-host, Sean Wine. You can follow me on Twitter at 1BrendanCarter, Instagram, BrendanCarter211, and Facebook.com/BrendanCarter22. And also check out my entertainment blog at website at BeOnThere.com/JBerry.
Ooh,
man, we're going
to
have, you know what I'm saying, Sean Wine come in a little later and talk a little sports and give us some freestyle. So,
All right. Nice to see y'all. Until next Friday.
Oh, man, until next Friday, B. Remember, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Yep.
Aha. That's what it is, B.
All right.
There you have it.
Hell, boogie. Man, I love when B calls in and give up the scoop, man. I just can't believe that Ludacris. I mean, I can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? If they would ask me $15,000, I ain't say, man. I'm like you, El Boogie. What you say, $1,500? I got $1,500. $15,000? Come on, man. What you trying to do to me? That's $185 a year, my dude.
And let's say this. I'm not. You know what I mean? You know, discriminative or being a male chauvinist at all. I mean, I think that it's tough. You know what I mean? To take care of a child. I'm not saying that you need money to take care of one. I'm not saying that, but I think it could have came to a medium, maybe about, you know what I mean? Maybe $7,000 a month, just on the strength. Let's see what she does. You know what I mean? But I guess, hey, they go on your income. So whatever you make, that's what they take out. And trust me.
$15,000.
I know. In the street.
Well, Drake, get your head out there. Quit acting like a hoe. You make all
Drake,
that money.
Drake caught a sucker attack.
Getting mad at the
media. He has to give it up to my
show.
Man. Right, that man has made great movies. Need to go to your library, check him out, for real.
Yeah, I love my
Drake,
dude when he played in. I love my dude when he played in the movie with Mission Impossible. Was that 3? I think it was 3.
Yes.
Well, he had Tom Cruise on the ropes. Well, he was cold in that movie.
Man. And then listen to this, Drake. You might be on March cover. It's cool. We know you started from the bottom, now you're here. It's cool.
You know,
we did too. But you got to respect the game, man. Respect the gods, man. You know what I mean? That man passed away. Regardless of how he passed away, he passed away. You gotta give him his
man.
Respect, man.
He young, he'll get over it. Let me ask you this, L Boogie, while we on the entertainment side of things, now that beat has stirred up the pot. Let me ask you about your boy JB. Justin Bieber. You know, the USA, you know, we in the Winter Olympics, and in the hockey division we had to play Canada, both men and women. The women had to play in the finals against Canada, and the men had to play in the semifinals against Canada. And what they said was that, you know, the loser gets to keep Justin Bieber, for those who didn't know who JB was. Now, for those that don't know, the USA lost both games, men and women. Now, the women were up 2-0 with 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the game, and lost in overtime 3-2 and got the silver medal. The men, on the other hand, were only able to do shit. And it's so built. Canada blanked us 1-0. So guess who gets to keep Justin Bieber? The damn Americans. We don't want that dude. He's messing it up for everybody. And now, since Justin Bieber done had all these complaints, one neighbor then filed a complaint that Justin Bieber and his little squad had $20,000 worth of damage to his house from them throwing eggs. They done egged this man's house so much, he say, man, $20,000 worth of damage. Now that he done been kicked out of his neighborhood in California, he done moved to Atlanta. What the heck? I can't wait to talk to the OG or my dude, T. Nick, so they can explain to me what the hell is going on. Because I don't understand it, L. Boogie. This boy Justin Bieber done bumped his head. Do you think he's a great fit to be down there in Atlanta?
Oh, Justin. And I'm not talking about Timberlake. Oh, Justin Bieber. Oh, man, it's going to be trouble down there. But, hey, listen. He hangs out with the money team. So, you know, Usher discovering him, he'd be, you know, be mentored by Usher. Maybe it'd be close to Usher. Maybe it was a strategic move. So,
man,
to settle him down.
Man, his ass needs to go back to Canada. We don't need him. And then it didn't make it no better that the USA had to do what they did. Now the men got to play Finland for the bronze medal. You know, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, you beat Russia in pool play, and then you get to the, you know what I'm saying, to the money thing, and you can't, you know what I mean, you can't deliver. So, you know, that was kind of like very disappointing with the hockey team. But but it's like the Cleveland Cavaliers, it's like the Cleveland Browns beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. At least you beat the Russians. It's like Dallas beating the Redskins. You know what I mean? So you beat your rival. So you're good.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Whoop that ass. But they lost to Canada.
So,
it's a big rival now with Canada. They can't be messing around with Canada like that, man. We Americans. We supposed to win everything. We leading the count right now in the Winter Olympics. We have 27. Russia have 26, and Canada bagging it up with 25. But, you know, it is what it is, man. We'll see what happens. It's only another couple more days till this thing here ends, and we'll see what happens, see if the American can pull it out, you know, with the most medals, with the most medal count at the end of the Winter Olympics. But it's been a good one so far, I can't lie. I've been watching certain things I thought I'd never watch, like curling, you know, that downslope racing, ski racing. You know, that was pretty cool to see, you know. And, yeah, man, these people out participating in the Winter Olympics are pretty talented. You know, never thought I'd be sitting down watching it. Curling is a game that you got to just sit down. When you start watching it, you be like, man, what am I watching? I don't even understand what I'm watching. But it'll draw you in, you know what I mean? And it's pretty cool, man, to check out some sports that I would never think that I would watch. And big ups to the Winter Olympics, especially the USA, for going out there and doing the things that they've been doing. Been a lot of young, talented, you know, 17, 18-year-old winners, you know, helping the USA prevail with the medal count, you know, having the top count of the medal count so far. So, you know, hopefully we can finish this thing out strong, man.
Yeah, the thing about it is we've been very surprisingly doing some historic things as far as just winning gold medals. You know what I mean? So, yeah, big ups to the United States, you know, team or whatnot. And like I said, they doing their thing. Well, they doing their thing. So it's what I didn't expect, but, hey, when you're winning – you know what I mean? If you're not first, you last. It's just, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you don't get the gold, then what else is there you play, you train 4 years for? You know, bottom line. So, but, bro, we got anybody in the silent before we get to the commercial, man, to get to the freestyle part of the show?
Oh, man, you know, yeah, man, let's do this. Let's bring Dan Sean Wan, man, the other half of, you know, Brandon Carter, man. They got that exciting little entertainment jumping off on Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays, like B introduced earlier at the later part of the show. So we're going to go to the other half of that combination. Yo, Sean Wan, the Prince, what's the deal, baby?
What the deal is?
Man,
deal
that's,
is,
dude,
sir.
That's what I'm talking about, my dude. Sean Wan, we didn't hear from Brandon, man, and you know how I get down. It's always good to hear your voice, man, and we know we got word that you wanted to get in and vibe with us on the freestyle, so we're going to get to that later. So we're going to talk a little sports first, you know what I'm saying? In the NBA, there were a couple of trades, and let me ask you this. Which teams impressed you with the trade, and which teams did not impress you with the trade?
Man, to be honest, man, y'all know I ain't really no big sports fanatic, man. I just called because I love what y'all doing out there. But I damn sure am happy that Cleveland went 6 in a row. You hear me? Cleveland went 6
Ooh,
in a row, man.
You can. That's what I was going to ask you about. I know you're not a big sports advocate, but you are a Cleveland fan. So
yes,
are you happy with the trade of getting Spencer Hall? Do you think that's going to help the city out?
Yeah, I do think that's going to help the city out. That's a good look, man. I actually was talking about that with one of my friends today about the trade, man. And I'm excited about that, man. I'm excited to see what we got coming up in our future, and I'm just waiting to see what's next.
Wow. Well, now let me ask you this. Since you're a big Cleveland fan, do you think it was true, or you think they should have went through with that move? They were going to give away draft picks to the San Francisco 49ers for the coach Jim Harbaugh. Are you hip to that?
Oh, be careful, Arena. Yeah, I heard a little bit about it, man. You know what, man? You know, the reputation with the Browns down here really ain't that good with us. You know what I'm saying? It's sad sometimes because, you know, being a fan, when you're a fan of your city, your football team, man, it hurts us as more, I don't know, probably more than it hurts them when they lose, man. So I haven't really been following them, but I heard a little bit about it, and I'm just hoping that whatever they do, man, I'm ready for a turnaround for the city, man, because we really need it up here.
Right. Let me ask you this, Sean Juan. What was the topic of discussion on your show on Thursday?
Oh, I thought I had some.
Okay, well, Thursday, you know, we on air on Thursday. Somebody else, you know, hosts the Nate show on Thursday. So the topic of our discussion today was, what we had today was, it's Appreciation Friday. Thank God it's Friday. So what we do is we let the callers call in, tell us who they appreciate, why they appreciate. You know, it can be friends, family, lover, you know, whatever. But also the subtopic was, you know, what you doing for yourself this year. It's different than a New Year's resolution. What you doing for yourself this year, you know, to make you a better you. It could be working out. It could be eating more healthier. It could be volunteering. You know, it can be getting on your spiritual side. It could have been anything. So we just let them air out their feelings, how they're trying to make themselves better.
That's what's up. Now let me ask you this. What was one of the things for Black History Month? Did you guys do anything for that on the show?
Oh yeah, we always do a day in Black History with the Entertainment Report with Brandon Carter. We report the things, you know, what happened today in Black History, but also promote that Black History is just not for 1 month, but it's all year. So the thing that we had today was the very first Black Americans to get a master's degree from a white college. And also, unfortunately, today was the day that Malcolm X was assassinated 65 years ago. So that's what happened in Black History today.
There you have it. And you let the streets know also the great Malcolm X. And just think of this. The month before, man, I mean, the month, can you really think about this? Two of our greats, or I should say during their generation, and then two of our greats during our generation of the movement, because us as a race, we love music as well, and Tupac and Biggie, and also with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Now, just thinking about that, and we know you're going to get down with the freestyle, do you think that rap music maybe took a step back with those two guys being assassinated?
Man, a step back, man. That shit jumped back. Hold on, let me put this the right way so I can make sure this come out the right way. Because I don't care who listening. Man, rap music right now is horrible, man. I heard about the, you know, the secret hip-hop meetings that they're having that they don't want nobody to know about because it's all a conspiracy to keep the mind frame of the inner-city youth at a certain level, man. And it's just terrible. It's sad to see that another brother would play into that. You know, knowing where we came from, knowing our history, how much we had to go through, it's sad to see another brother play into the suppression of our people, man. And rap music right now itself, man, like, who is they making this music for, man? How you get all these millions of dollars? You on Forbes magazine selling all this, but you still talking about you in the hood hustling, and you ain't never preaching about helping your community. I mean, I know a lot of these people do a lot of stuff that probably go, you know, unnoticed in the newspaper and the media, consider a media propaganda, you know what I'm saying? But it's just sad that people will come together to keep us down instead of uplifting us, man. You know, the black dollar is powerful, man. The black dollar is very powerful, not just in the United States, but around the world. And for a lot of people to not open those doors to people. You know, a lot of that money, man, you get that money in the inner city, man, that can change whole families' lives, not just one person's lives, but it can change your whole family structure. And for a lot of people to keep that away, man, I just think that's very selfish and unfortunate, man, and that's what we're doing on Know That Radio, trying to keep the people aware. We're a platform for the people, man. You know, we support all local, national, underground artists. You know, you can play your music. We're going to spin that music, man. We're going to get you heard because it's so hard to get on syndicate radio, to get on mainstream radio, because they got this idea that all people want to listen to is club music. But people ain't in the club all the time, man. You got people at work. You got people at school. You got people volunteering. You know, you got people out here that's really trying to educate themselves and train themselves to be something. And the music, man, because it's the fastest, man, the media, the music, man, it's just horrible right now. But thank God we got Bust Back Records, though. Bust Back Records going to let them know this is our year. This is the year to come up. This is the year of the underdogs. The Seahawks done won the Super Bowl. This is the year of the underdogs, man.
Man.
Do that, because the streets going to be right there with you, baby.
Yes, sir.
And listen to this. And listen to this. On that note, once we get back from the commercial, I want to make sure you let the world know how to get in touch with you, and I want you to, you know what I mean, bust down your freestyle.
Oh, yeah, I got them. I got them, L.
No,
I got them, T-Roy.
No doubt.
I love to hear that.
We about to go to the commercial. When we come back, man, you know we got to get into the freestyle of the show. It's T-Roy, Juelz, and G, L Boogie. Man, let's do it, man. We call. They want to miss me when I'm tipsy. Running everything west of the Mississippi. It's the unseen pulling strings with my pinky ring. We got your woman pucker up, but we pucker up. Bow down before I make a phone call. Got 25 niggas running up on y'all. But a cheese, we want them keys. Everybody freeze on your knees. Butt naked, please. Before any of you guppies get hurt. Nigga, rewind my part, fool. And bow down when I come to your town. Bow down when I'm wet with fans. Bow down, cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you. I take 10 steps and I draw. Now who's this in the mad ass Inglewood edition? I bust like a pimple, my mind is still mental. The west side connects with me in South Central. When the drag from the zigzag can't fuck with the Phillies. Holding down the Wild West like the kid they call Billy. Once again it's Mac 10, the gold crown holder. Strong as a Coca-Cola with a chrome pistola. Now who wanna fuck so I can bust when I cuss? My look bring your feel with gear from the surplus. Since a teen I chase the green, the crack scene team. Low lows, corniches, and baguettes on my pieces. So recognize these real cheese. Chase the cheese, the west side connect. Keep it rolling like gold D's. Three willing and dealing, it's like the California style. But in the meanwhile, in my town, you got to bow.
Bow down
when you come to my town.
Bow down
when I'm westward bound.
Bow down
because I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Well, it's that Chuck wearing still sporting a beanie. The shadiest nigga when a click who wanna see me gas. I slide my notes on, let my khaki sing. West side, connect gang, bing, bing, bang. Run away, go get your punk ass laid by this H, double O to the D to the FDA. Fuck harder than, I'm gang related, simple and plain, which means I can give a fuck about you niggas in this rap game. Flashy niggas get stuck up, beat the fuck up. When you come around, keep your chain tucked from this 00 apostrophe, yes shit. Fuck a studio lyricist, I'm real with this. Talk the talk, walk the walk. Kiss me your wax, I'm trying to saw your whole fucking head off. Yeah, I'm platinum bound, so bitch shut up. And nigga, wall, y'all could kiss my Converse like show
now. Bow down
when I come to your town.
Bow down
when I'm left with bam.
Bow down
cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Bow down
when you come to our town.
Bow down
when we rest with bam.
Bow down
cause we ain't no haters like you. Bow down to some niggas that's greater than you.
Tell you something, gangsters make the world go round, so you ain't got the clown, but if you live on the west side of your town, make them other fools bow down, west side connection, the world belongs.
It's the streets, man. Did you hear Sean Wine dropping Dark Jewels? That's the only way we gonna have it. Once again, shout out, man, Cuzzo, Brandon, Teray, You know what I mean? OG, the sports officials. You know what I mean? Uncle Jace, I see you, baby. Trizzy. Man, let's get back to Shawan. Shawan, give me information. Do the freestyle, man. Then, Unc, I'm going to get you in. Hold on. We're going to try to get him in. Man, we're having some difficulties in the studio. It's so hot, it's blazing. But listen, I tell you one thing. We got two things coming. Ray Rice going to be suspended. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to tell the world. Lamar Odom, he got signed with an overseas team, man. To LO, at least you're getting some money, man. It's the year of the underdog. That's what my man Sean Wan said. And he has some valid points. And the day, March the day of the great Malcolm X being assassinated. Thanks for throwing us that dart as well. Man. Yeah, the cast picked up my man Spencer Hawes, but Unc just told me they took a beating tonight. Bro, we back together? Man, only in the streets. We got to get it back together. But I tell you what, you know what I mean? We most definitely going to get a freestyle from our guy, you know what I mean? Mr. Sean Wine, and he's going to tell us about his information. But until then, tell you mine. You know what I mean? Get at me at L Boogie on the Twitter, Instagram at L Boogie 15. Send us a dart, man. You know what I mean? Send us a kite. The streets is talking on the Facebook. Did that help Indiana Pacers getting Evan Turner? Remember, he was top five lottery pick when he came out.
We back.
It was good, wasn't it?
I'm still here.
I see you, Kev. Hold on, Kev. We're going to get you in, man. Oh, man, it's hot. We still got a couple minutes. But let's get this information.
That's
Sean, you in?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, let's go. Let's get that information, man, and drop us a jewel, man. Give us 16 real quick.
All right, I got you, man. Y'all make sure y'all check me out. First off, on www.northcoastunderground.com every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Brandon Carter, my co-host. All things fashion, all things entertainment. Y'all can hit me up on IG at Mr_Ohio85. Also, y'all can hit me up at facebook.com/SeanCaprice or /KnowThatRadio. Y'all can check me out on Twitter at TheHood16. Also, my YouTube page, The Hood Check Channel, man. Y'all can see how we going in up here in Cleveland, man. We doing our thing up here trying to support our own city. Y'all ready for that freestyle?
We ready. Let's go.
Let's go. It's time to go in. I'm about to go in with no plan. I know I'm chosen. I know my mouth is and my nose is. And my ears, I man my business. I got a bad rep. Believe what you heard. I got a tech. You better watch your words and shoot 33 times. Then I got a chop. That's 50 more times. That's 80 shots. I got killers in the streets you don't think I know. I stay going places you don't think I go. I got family up the way plus I run the eight. I'm about to start a campaign to run the state. Don't vote for me. Shoot for me. Kill for me, loot for me. You ain't got nowhere to stay, come live with me. Don't steal from me, help give to me. And I got you, I'm so connected. You'll come up so fast, they gotta respect it. New grip, new J's, new bust back neck. Everybody wasted, everybody reckless. I see it in their face, they feelings hurt. They ain't never really want my plan to work. Like I was too high to know my worth. It's like saying Jesus Christ never walked the earth. Kill for me, loot for me. Bust back records wanna run the streets. Don't vote for me, shoot for me. Take it to a trial, never cop a plea. I know real G's that forever been gone. Don't know if they ever coming home, so I gotta represent and get the money or the zone. You say you run the game, well, I'm coming for the throne. Yeah, yeah, that's what we doing.
Don't vote for me, kill for me. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we doing up here, man. We trying to, you know, let people know that we still out here repping, man. We still out here in the struggle, man. Everybody ain't balling off the dope game, man. Everybody ain't driving Maseratis and fast cars. Like, just people still out here representing for their family and trying to get themselves together, man. So that's where we coming from, man. That's where we holding down up here in the city, man.
That's what's up. That's Sean Juan DePrince, man. Bringing it, man. Sean Juan, man. We appreciate you blessing us this evening. You know what I'm saying? You got to definitely check us out next Friday. We get Skeeter Mo, Jiggy Jobs in the third. You and Boo, just to break it down one good time for your mind. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. No doubt, man. Hey, man, I do the best I can because, you know, I be interning. I'm going to school right now. I'm getting to the broadcasting field. You know, I'm a cameraman down here for the biggest radio internet station here in Ohio. Got 1.2 million viewers and listeners, Morning Show Central Network, man. So I be busy because, like I say, man, we still struggling. We still trying to come up. I got kids to feed. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. And don't forget, Sean. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Definitely, man. I'm going to represent, man. I'm going to make sure I let everybody know throughout our show, me and Brandon Carter, man. We always promoting Blog Talk Radio, man, trying to keep that out here in the air, keep awareness to these people in their ear, man. So Blog Talk Radio, salute, man. Much respect. Keep doing y'all thing, man, because I'm right behind y'all. Y'all blaze the trail, man, and we right behind y'all.
That's what's up, big brother. Hey, man, Sean Juan, once again, we appreciate you blessing us, man, in the streets. And, man, much love, and we're going to be checking in with y'all real soon, you know?
Yes, sir. T-Roll, L Boogie, man, I love y'all. God bless. Peace out.
That's what's up.
Man, love you too, man. Don't, you ain't behind, you beside us, baby.
L Boogie, we got a special guest on the line. We got a special guest on the line for you, man, coming straight from Cleveland, man. It's your fam, man. It's Unc on the line, man. Unc, man, welcome to the streets. It's your boy, L Boogie and T-Row. How you doing this evening, Unc?
Oh, I'm just chilling with my son, and we watching these calves get their butt whooped. You know, they ain't got no second-hand team. They, I don't know what it is. I say, fire Mike Brown.
He need to be white.
Hey, me.
No, Unc.
What's up, man? Man.
What's up? What's up, cuzzo? How you doing, sir?
I'm
it's
right.
A family
hey, man,
affair, man. I love you guys.
Love you too, man. Hey, I got something to bring up on the show, man. What you think about that Von Floyd not taking that fight with Pacquiao? And then as soon as he say, I got a poll with Amir Khan and Marcos Madonna, Amir Khan win the poll. You know, Amir Khan got fast hands with a soft chin, but he can give Floyd some problems. He choose a nigga that swing wild like Marcos Madonna. What
do
you think about that?
We said this, and he was exposed. You know, when your best friend supposedly says that you pick your fights and you know which ones to take before you win, I mean that you know you're going to win. So when your best friend exposed you to the media, you got to believe that it's true.
True.
I don't think I don't think that Floyd wants to fight.
He wants to win. He want to fight an easy fight because if he fights that dude Marcos Madonna that beat up Adrian Broner, he gonna dog Marcos Madonna. We all know that. We know Floyd's smarter, way smarter than Adrian Broner. But if he fight Amir Khan got quick hands, but he got a soft chin. But Floyd ain't got no knockout power. He can match Floyd with hand speed, right? And we all know the answer to him fighting Pacquiao. He ain't gonna fight Pacquiao because Pacquiao's a left hand fighter and he's a he moves. Floyd can't get with somebody like that, man.
What? Hold on, nephew Trey. Hold on, cousin Trey. This your boy Zero, the other half for the streets, man.
No, that's not
it. Hey, Trey, check this out, man. It's been so many people to try. And let me tell you this. He offered Pacquiao $40 million without even blinking. Say, I'll send you 20 as soon as we hang up the phone, and 20 when the fight is over, win, lose, or draw.
Okay.
And Pacquiao didn't take it.
Right.
He's so worried about the
Do you know Pacquiao didn't take that fight, though?
He's scared of the needles. He don't want to do no blood test.
That's what everybody think, right? Floyd offered Pacquiao $40 million. He offered $40 million for the fight, right?
Right.
And then soon after that, Pacquiao agreed to that. That's what people don't know about. He told Pacquiao, I got to get all your pay-per-views too. Now, Pacquiao is the second most bring in money on pay-per-view besides Floyd. And that year when Floyd called him, he was number one. So you mean to tell me if I called you and say, hey, man, I'm going to offer you $40 million to fight me, but I got to get all your pay-per-views. What you going to say?
Hey, understand this.
What you going to say?
Let me answer the question. When somebody has offered you more money than you than ever took before in your life, like $30 million more than you than ever had in your life, and you know you're going to lose. Pacquiao cannot beat Floyd, man. It'll be a great fight. Everybody wants to talk about how Floyd's going to lose. He's not going to lose. That's the irony of it all. Everybody wants him to lose, but he ain't. And even if Floyd promotes himself, he don't need nobody. Everybody else needs a somebody to make the fights go, like a fight we see right now in Chicago and Denver. But, you know, I don't know, man. I don't think Floyd is scared of Pacquiao. But I get where you're coming from.
If I called you and I offered you $30 million to fight, right, $40 million, that's the most money you've ever seen. But you make $60 million, $40 million in pay-per-view. Is you going to give me that pay-per-view, too?
See,
you gonna
that's
give me
where
the
Bob Arum come in. That's between me and you. See, me and you are different. We the streets. You know what I'm saying? He got Bob Arum in his corner. I can't speak on what Bob Arum do because, you know, Bob Arum has something to do with that as well. You know what I mean?
Bob taking 30 out of 40. So that's why Pacquiao want a piece of the pay-per-view.
Well, hey, Pacquiao said he'll take the less money now. He said he'll fight or not. But now Floyd's saying the only way he'll fight Pacquiao if he leave Bob Arum. But Pacquiao didn't sign that contract extension. So maybe he might fight him next year or in September. He didn't sign the contract extension. So it might happen. Hopefully he'll go down. But if he don't sign the contract extension, Floyd going to come up with another excuse. Oh, well, you got to tie your hands behind your back. You know what I'm saying?
let me switch gears, Cousin Trey. Let's get back to basketball. Let me ask you this. You know what I mean? I got to go to another car, but it's the last question I need to ask you. You got 30 seconds. What do you think about Indiana's chances after picking up Evan Turner and sending Danny Granger over to Philadelphia?
I think it's great. I think they got a chance to beat the Heat, man. They gonna dog the Heat this year in the 7-game series. Man, look, Granger was on his last limb, man. I mean, when you get a knee injury, when you get them knee injuries, it's over with, man. Like, you can tell Granger ain't got that movement. Evan Turner, he's averaging 20 points a game right now, 19 points a game right now. That boy, he going to help the Indiana Pacers a lot. He got that same intensity as Stevenson do. I think they're going to have a chance to beat Miami, man. They're going to own the East.
Go San Antonio.
Yeah, he a San Antonio fan, good.
Yeah, I'm rolling with you, baby. Texas pride all day long. San Antonio, those Spurs.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Bag of bones. B.O.B. We won't see them do nothing. They're going to get knocked in the playoffs. Watch what I tell you.
Who, the Pacers?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the Spurs.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm with you. I can't stand them old bums, man. Listen, bump your head, man.
And I love Timmy, but it's over. Him and Garnett, they need to walk out together like Martin and Eddie Murphy in life. They need to just walk off in, you know, the sunset.
Come on back for the summer picnic, nephew.
Say that again.
Come on back for the summer picnic. You coming back?
No question. I'll be back. No question. No, we got to definitely get on the volleyball side. You know, Everybody got to have the bragging rights for 365 days until we get back to the picnic.
Yeah.
You hear this, world?
Yeah, right.
It's so intense. We're talking about the picnic in February. Oh, my goodness, what a feeling. I love you all. Hey, man, I appreciate you guys calling in. Yeah, we appreciate you guys calling in. And you most definitely got to call back in on Monday if you can. And don't forget,
all right.
Tell a friend
to tell a
whole bunch of girlfriends.
Hey, you know I shot you out on Instagram, man, a couple times, and I'm going to shot you out again tonight, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, cuz, no doubt.
All
love
right.
You guys.
Peace.
Man, we about to take it down to Charlotte, North Carolina. He was my backcourt basketball mate, man. He's a first-time caller, man. He said he'd be giving it to them guys down in Carolina, man. He's up in age. I ain't going to give it away. But this is my man, Special K, man. Kevin Knox, what's the deal, baby?
What up, boy?
How you doing, man? You on with the streets, man, with my man T-Ro from Dallas, Texas. And, you know, man, you know me, your boy Boogie. What do you think about the Cleveland Cavaliers' move of getting Spencer Hawes? You think that's going to help those guys out?
Well, speaking of Cleveland, I'm in Cleveland, Meeks.
You back at the crib? I thought you was down in Charlotte. You be moving and grooving, man.
I like the move, what they did in Cleveland, but I came down, I saw our boys, Joe's plays Central today. Central got the W.
Shout out to our alumni.
Absolutely.
We all went to Central Catholic, you know what I mean? You know, there's some grace that came through there, you know. Shout out to Earl Borgens getting our number retired, I mean, getting his number retired, you know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Earl on that.
You had it right.
Hey, Nick.
Our number.
L Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just remember this name, Tervell Beck. He dropped 28 on Joe's tonight against the 11th player in the nation, Carlton Bragg.
I know. He came from out of my gym. He's from Wade Park.
That's
he comes
right.
Out of my gym, Thurgood Marshall, Carlton Bragg. He's the next Kevin Durant. Watch out for him as well. But, you know, I have to let you know two things. Congratulations to our alma mater, but you know what it is. If we don't win a state championship, it means nothing. If you ain't first, you're last.
Ricky Bobby. Ricky Bobby.
let me ask you this. I know you down also in Cleveland. What do you think about the rumor about the Browns wanting to send draft picks over to Jim Harbaugh, like the John Gruden situation with Tampa and Oakland?
You know what, we would love it. Number one, L Boogie, my brother Greg, through his family line, his father's side, that's family for Greg. So we would love to see Harbaugh down here. What you think?
Well, you can have a good coach, but we all know it's Cleveland. Like Mike Singletary would say, I want winners.
Yeah, I agree with
but
that.
But they need a quarterback. Without a quarterback, you have nothing. Your coach can't do anything. Ask Mike Singletary. Sorry, you got Alex Smith, and you're not an offensive coach.
So I don't think you can develop or
squeeze blood out of a turnip with those guys.
Are you a Johnny football fan then?
No, I am not. I think Johnny Football is entertainment, but winning me a Lombardi Trophy, he can't.
who you like in this year's draft? I like Bortles.
Well, I tell you this. I like the kid, the receiver, Sammy Watkins. I like him.
But you need someone to throw him the ball, though.
You absolutely right. They need somebody to throw him the rock, but I tell you this. When you can get Josh Gordon to go to the Pro Bowl with a bum quarterback, hey, Sammy can do it too.
You're right. That's why you're the Boogie.
Right. last question of the night. Go ahead.
But they don't know the real nickname, E.L. Fudge, because you made the cookies before the cookies came clean.
No question. No question. Now let me ask you this, Kev. What do you think about the trade with the Indiana Pacers? Do you think that gives them an edge against LeBron James and company?
Well, you know, I'm a biased guy the way LeBron did me, so whatever benefits Indiana, I'm obviously a favor in. So I think it's a great move, and I think at the end of the day, he plays D, and that's important for Indiana even more.
You know, you man, talking like a straight Clevelander, you know, they care. Ooh, wait. Now, when LeBron come back me with Kyrie Irving, you know, you're going to love him to death.
Man, I live in Charlotte, man. I'm just visiting Cleveland.
Nah, look how he flipped it on me.
Hey, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of y'all, what you're doing, man. I love it. I love the show. Keep pumping it, man. I love it.
Oh, man, no doubt, no doubt. And congratulations, man. You know what I'm saying? You threw me that kite, number 7. Oh, what a number.
Yes, sir.
That might be the name, man. You might want to name your baby that. So, man, shout out to my sis, man. Well, I need it, man. Hopefully she, you know what I'm saying, listening in. But, you know, Kev, I got to send you off with one thing. Remember this. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
A whole bunch of girlfriends. I love it.
All right, Kev, tune in with us Monday, man, 8 p.m. Eastern. Hey, man, tell your brother, tell all the kids, man, your wife, man, tell everybody I said hi, man. Love you, man. Thanks for tuning
in. Love you, boy. Love you. Thank you.
All right, man, we got to bust it down. We 3 minutes out. You know what time it is, man. We appreciate Sean Juan blessing the mic. So you know you got to follow up something tight. He's giving it to us on the bottom. You ain't ready. Don't vote for me, nigga. Kill for me. You know what I mean? That's all going to be on my mind. Don't vote for me. Come on, man. Turn it out. 2 minutes.
Man, how can I follow that up? But I tell you what. Don't vote for me. Just stroke for me. Because I tell you one time, man, I hope for me. It's Black History Month, man. You smoke for me. I don't know what they're going to do, man, but they poke for me. And when you get in the streets, man, yeah, you better blow for me because I don't even know. I got 16 in a row for me. And if you ain't know what that's still for, man, you got to stow for me. That means you got to go away, man, and you better go with me because I'm going to lead us to the promised land. But, yeah, I can't let you drink. Man, when you get there, homeboy, man, you got to understand and think. They're going to make us drink it, man. Like you said, this ain't nothing but rap. When we gonna stop falling in this white man's trap? I'm doing this on Blog Talk Radio, man. You see the dream. If you saw my commercial, it ain't all about the cream. Cash rules everything around me, you see. That's why I never played a game with JV. I skipped that level. Yeah, I'm like Meek Mill. When I walk through the spot, everything stands still. Man, I'm gonna give a shout out to my man Roy Smith. He's in my class, man. You gonna see me on the ground, yeah, man. Dot Piff. That means I'm going to make an underground tape, man. I'm going to let you hear. When I get finished, all you sucker cats, man, don't catch a tear. I ain't going to catch a sucker attack like my man Drake. Like Ernest Biner fumbled near the lake. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm done, man. I'm done, man. Shouts out, man. Let's go, man. I'm sorry pleading for that. Ooh.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Shout out to everybody that be checking us out on the web, man. Much love to everybody that called in, all the callers, first-time callers, you know, family of Sir L Boogie. That's how we get down with the get down, man. Studio guest, Rue, Blue, you know, the wifey, man. Everybody that be checking in, you know what I'm saying? Jewel's the G on assignment. You know how we'll see y'all on Monday, man. Have a great weekend. Be careful. Hope that ice is melting wherever you at on that other side. Because it ain't been nothing but sunshine where I'm at. I didn't mean to, you know, rub that in your nose, but that's just the way it is. 80 degrees, shorts and T-shirts, you know what I mean? Let's get up out of here, Boogie. You got some more shots out. Jewels, I see you, baby. You know how we get down there, Boogie.
Yeah, man, I want to give a shout-out to all my youngest, man, who be posted up, man, over there at Udall, man, over there at the school over there. You know what I mean? They be pumping in. Shout out to my nephew Jay. I know you listening, tuning in, man. Sis Ange, I see you, baby. Man, we down here, Rue. He jumped in the studio, man. It was funny. When we gonna keep that? We over in the streets, man. You know what I mean? Hey, let's go. We'll hit you. You know what I mean? 48 hours, Monday. Get into the asylum. 8 p.m. Eastern time to 10. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Zero, the producer of the show, man. Send us out. We put up, man, on some traveling music, man.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. This is Ludacris, man. He say he ain't got 15K for the brawl, so we're going to go out with Ludacris. Hey, good luck to Legacy, man. We got a full schedule this weekend. You know what I mean? Coach P, Coach Danny, Coach Jay, you know what it is. Legacy, we got to get us one. Let's ride.
Women getting they drink out. Just looking for a reason to get they freak out. Kiss me up in the VIP and it's roped out. To keep raggedy ass hoes out. Then I'm about to have a smoke out. Rich nigga, but I'm trying to get broke out. Turn it up as I make the beat break down. Ass up, face down. Yeah, that's still the best way to get it. Down the middle, that's the best way to split. I'm talking money disturbing the peace racked up. One too many American black cars stacked up. Backed up and it's on. Don't get beat down to the song. I see these hating ass niggas wanna fight.